Robin Hilton, I have a feeling that you're going to know who this band is as soon as the guitar breaks in. And after the song is over, you're going to tell us.
All
ready?
Right. I got it.
Here we go.
Got to be Sleigh Bells.
Yes.
For it could be no one else.
Yeah.
I haven't spent any time with this record yet, but man, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's just the way it opens.
Yeah.
And there's more. New record from Sleigh Bells called Bitter Rivals. That record came out October 8th, so it's just brand new. You're going to love this. It's their third record. I don't know if it's gotten louder.
But, I don't even know if it's possible for that band to get louder.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're a duo from New York, although they've added a live drummer now to their shows, which I really do want to see that happen.
That's perfect. I wish more sort of laptop bands would when they play live, would bring a live drummer. They don't need to orchestrate everything and have 10 people on stage, but just a drummer makes all the difference in the world.
Well, we'll go to a show.
You know, we signed them to headline our day party at South by Southwest in 2010, and they didn't even have a record out yet. That's how smitten we were with their sound, the handful of songs that were out there at the time. And speaking of being a laptop live show, they had some breakdown. Their gear broke down about 20 minutes into the set, and they had to end it there. But it was still thrilling, the 20 minutes or so that we had of that. And you can still hear the show.
I can still hear my ears ringing from that show.
You can still hear that show. You can still hear the show that we recorded. The part that we got is still online. If you go to our website, npr.org/music, and search for Sleigh Bells, you'll find that.
So that's a lead-off track to Sleigh Bells' new record, Bitter Rivals, and also the title track.
Well, I have another artist that we did something with at South by Southwest a long time ago in 2008. I think that was the first year that NPR Music went as NPR Music. Do you remember Dev Hynes and Lightspeed Champion?
Oh, that.
We shot that video outside, and this was, I think the video is still online. We shot at the French Legation Museum outside of Austin. This was 2008. I think it's still online.
This one here.
Hi. My name is Dev.
Wearing that big furry hat.
Oh, yeah.
The fiddler with him.
It was like 100 degrees out, too.
Yeah. We're going to play some songs, and first song is called Tell Me What It's Worth.
Oh, yeah. So
I'll put this under and you can talk. Tell us a story about Dev.
So anyway, he also sometimes writes and records as Blood Orange. He released his debut as Blood Orange in 2011. It was called Coastal Grooves. Anyway, he has a follow-up record as Blood Orange coming out. It's called Cupid Deluxe. It's not out until November 19th, but we have an early cut that's called Chamaque.
What just happened?
And we have an early cut from Blood Orange. It's actually called Chamaque.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-M-A-K-A-Y, Chamaque.
Just
like that.
Yeah, really hearing the influence of R&B and electronic music on so many artists. That song from Blood Orange, otherwise known as Dev Hynes, totally different from the kind of music that he was playing in that video we shot back in 2008 that was more acoustic-based.
As Lightspeed Champion.
As Lightspeed Champion, yes. And, of course, demonstrating his range as an artist. But he has also written a lot of songs for other musicians. He's written stuff for Florence and the Machine, for Solange Knowles, for the Chemical Brothers. So he's a very accomplished songwriter for them. This record also has a number of guest appearances. The record, again, is called Cupid Deluxe, including David Longstreth of Dirty Projectors.
Excellent.
And on that song we just heard, Caroline Polachek from Chairlift. She is on that. She's great singer from Chairlift, who also appears on that cut. The song was Chamake from Cupid Deluxe. This song, Chamake, also is featured on the NPR Music website in something we call Heavy Rotation. It's worth checking out if you don't know it already. Heavy Rotation, we put up 10 songs that public radio can't stop playing because they're obsessed with them. If you just search for Heavy Rotation on the NPR Music website, you'll find it. You can also download those songs, which is really cool. Anyway, that was Blood Orange. Cupid Deluxe is the record. It comes out November 19th.
Let's see if you remember this. We're going down memory lane here. First of all, the voice.
First time I heard Omar Suleiman was on YouTube. He's from Syria. Some people call what he plays Syrian techno.
That would be Bjork playing guest DJ.
You remember that? And she played for us, Omar Suleiman. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And Omar Suleiman is going to be a guest for us at a show we're doing during CMJ in New York. CMJ is a music festival that happens all over New York City and in Brooklyn. And we're throwing a party Wednesday night, the week of CMJ, at Le Poisson Rouge. It's sold out. But I'll tell you that because we're going to webcast it and you're going to be able to see it. So that's the exciting part. And it's Cults. They have a record that comes out, just came out this week. We featured it, a cut off of that a few months ago. We have Omar Suleiman, who Bjork is going to introduce yet again in just a moment. Having done that in 2009, I just thought she hit it perfectly. And then Pusha T is going to close out the night. So it's going to be quite a great night. We'll webcast it. We'll archive it. And I'll be at CMJ all week sending out Instagrams. Tiny Desk is the Instagram account. We'll also be on Twitter at All Songs, telling you about shows and exciting things that I'm seeing all week long.
So tell us about the Omar Suleiman that you're going to play today.
All right. I'm going to do my best Bjork imitation. He's got a new record out, and it's called Wenu Wenu. Bjork, tell us more about Omar.
What's refreshing about Omar Suleiman is it's just the party, and it's fun, and it's really alive and very urgent. And he's not shy of using synths and electronics and drum machines and YouTube. So he's like really eager to make something that's vibrant today, you know?
شرع الله وكتابه قهوتكم مشروبة بالعز مديورة لنا طالب عدكم جينا نخاطب نورة خطابة خطابة جيناكم خطابة ريد القرب منكم بشرع الله وكتابه Oh, الحاجزية جت نورة عاطية ما الحاجزية عندي أربع شروط من حق البنية خطابة خطابة جيناكم خطابة ريد القرب منكم بشرع الله وكتابة شرط الأول تاكسي شبح مي مركوبة شرط الأول تاكسي شبح مي مركوبة كيلو وذهب بدنا بيوم الخطوبة خطابة خطابة جيناكم خطابة ريد القرب منكم بشرع الله وكتابة
Omar Suleiman, besides being a musician from Syria, and it's so rare that we in our world get to hear music from that country, he works with electronic musicians like Fortet, and it brings him to a whole new population of music that wouldn't hear him otherwise. And he'll be at our event that we're doing this week. All week long is CMJ, and we're doing an event at Le Poisson Rouge, and it's very excited to see what he's going to do. The man has like 500 albums. I mean, because he plays weddings, he records the weddings, he gives them as a gift to the families, right? And then it gets put out on the marketplace, so to speak. And so, so he plays music for the young and the old.
Speaking of the young and the very old, Stephen Thompson joins us. Sometimes a contributor to All Songs Considered, but also you write your weekly column, The Good Listener.
Yeah, we'll have nothing to do in that column.
it's important.
No, we have nothing.
I was going to say you're going to want to distance yourself from it as much as humanly possible.
And actually, I thought that was quite a smooth segue. Bob,
thank you, man.
Was working there because your current post talks about how to turn your staggeringly old parents onto the music that you love.
Well, it's interesting. Somebody wrote in and basically said, my parents are stuck in the 70s. They're in 70s rock mode. And how do I help them break out of that?
Give them the Foxygen record.
Yeah. And to me, like the easiest advice to give. And the first thing that sprung to mind was, find gateways. Find gateway artists. You know, Foxygen's a good example of a band that plays in a 70s style, and then gradually your parents are into the hip and cool stuff. The more I just started thinking about the way each generation imposes on itself cultural supremacy, and how the likelihood that letter writer's parents are thinking, how do we get our son into the real music that they made in the 1970s? Sometimes a music advice column just becomes a life advice column. But the thing that your parents want the most from you is the same thing that your kids want the most from you, and that's your time. And so if you can just find a way to take turns with your parents or with your children, sharing your favorite music, not just playing it for each other, but try to subtract yourself from the idea that your generation's music is the best.
Don't be judgmental.
Don't be judgmental, which is always good advice in anything. But understand that the reason the music of your youth connects with you is because that's where you were when you felt the most
malleable.
Like, the most malleable, and that had the most sense of wonder. And the way that sense of wonder dovetailed with your ability to understand that you were experiencing a sense of wonder.
Right.
And so your parents, I mean, obviously not, you know, I write it from a position of privilege. I love hanging out with my my mom. I loved hanging out with my dad. I love hanging out with my kids.
Was there a moment you remember sharing a song with your mom, or something that you connected over with her?
You know, it's funny. I want to say 1988, the self-titled debut album by Tracy Chapman came out.
Oh yeah,
and I think Robin, you and I have talked before about our love of that record, and that was a very different sounding record in the late 1980s. Yeah. And I bought that record on vinyl when it came out, and just fell in love with it because I fell in love with the song "Fast Car," which I'd heard on the radio, and played that album constantly, and I get a knock on my door from my parents.
Turn that thing off.
No, saying, kidding. Wait, what is this? This is great. Like you're listening to really good music. Who is this? And, you know, because my parents were very into folk music. But it was interesting because I was like, you have to check out this record. You're going to love this record. And they're like, you have to check out Joni Mitchell and Odetta. Mm-hmm. And listing off artists. And it became this neat bonding moment.
Can we play we don't have to hear the whole thing. I know just about everybody knows this song, loves it. Can we just hear a minute of Fast Car?
Okay.
And if you don't know it, this is such a great song. This song has aged perfectly.
Yeah, it really has.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day
out before us, and your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Okay, we lied. We said we'd only play part of it, but
yeah, you country boys are crying too.
You have to hear the whole. You have to hear the whole story. And you know, it's funny, Stephen. This song and the record it's from came out just before. Well, I'd already graduated from high school, but I came back for one summer after I graduated, and this was came out just before the last summer I ever spent home with my family. And I remember discovering this song on MTV. They played a video, and I have the most vivid memory of watching that and then walking upstairs to the kitchen and plopping down on a chair and talking with my mom about it and how this song just perfectly captured in the small town where I grew up. You grew up in a small town too. Yeah. Just basically the life story of every single person I knew at the time.
Well, I wonder what that song is now. What is the song out there that you are connecting with your parents? I mean, if in fact we've mentioned a couple here that were connecting points for all of us.
And what is a current song? I mean,
yeah, what is a current song?
I mean, I think a current companion piece to Fast Car is Merry-Go-Round by Kacey Musgraves, which is another song that does not romanticize a workaday life of struggle the way that a lot of music does.
Mm-hmm. Well, as just a reminder, Stephen, you have the Good Listener column on All Songs every week, and people should go and read the column. If you've got questions you want for the Good Listener column, you can drop them in the comments section.
He actually reads them.
He actually does. And check out this one on discovering music with your parents.
Can you leave now?
Yeah, no, I
had a great moment, but it's past.
I can't stand another minute with you people, have a good show.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Namaste.
So do you remember, again, we're taking this walk down memory lane, yet another, I didn't do this, never, it's never intentional.
We should hire a harpist.
You know, I just realized just about every artist we've talked about so far, with the exception of Tracy Chapman, and this one I'm about to talk about, were all South by Southwest bands and discoveries that we did. James Vincent McMorrow, do you remember him?
I do. Just beautiful voice.
Amazing voice. Just the most gorgeous voice. We had him in for a Tiny Desk concert that's still online for people to check out. He is from Ireland. He's a singer-songwriter. His debut was in 2010. It was called Early in the Morning, and it was a mostly acoustic, very folky record. He's got a new one coming out, a new album coming out called Post Tropical, and it just takes this super surprising turn into R&B territory, just R&B and soul, and something I mentioned earlier, but that we're hearing influence a lot of musicians now, and it sounds like he's been listening to a lot of James Blake. But anyway, here's James Vincent McMorrow. The song I want to play is called Cavalier. It is from his new record, Post Tropical.
Speak until I'm done. Settled in the same specific place, I'd refuse to go. Drink it from a cast and iron blade instead of cold milk. Suffered unright instead of silence. Considered craven, and nothing may seem hidden where the aged soil was pure, pressed against the crease. Mountains become fragrant at the source, so can you stand this exotic angle? I read it somewhere that they would lie still, and I remember how cloth on flexing with the forest clump, half-wasted, high-raised arm, kicking at the slightest foam. I remember my first love.
I remember my
Was that what you were expecting from James Vincent McMorrow?
It wasn't style-wise, but it was voice-wise, right?
Yeah, he's got the voice to pull something like that off, you know, very, very, very soulful, very beautiful. You know, as we mentioned, his previous record came out in 2010, was a much more folk-flavored album, and he explains why he took this new direction. He says, "I'm so proud of that album, the last record he put out, but I never longed to be a guy with a guitar. You play these songs live as best you can, and suddenly you're a folk musician." But the texture of this record is completely different. This new record is completely different. He says, "This is the kind of stuff I actually listen to." So it's a very interesting, surprising, and fantastic direction for him to take with his music. And get this, it was recorded on a pecan farm, a pecan farm.
I thought you were going to tell me it was recorded on a pecan. I didn't know.
It's all, and it will be issued on little nuts. Pecans. Yeah, that's how you'll listen to this record. It's out, it's called Post Tropical, and it is out January 14th.
I'm going to switch moods.
Go for it.
My friend Ben Kessler the other morning wrote me and said that there's a new, that Mary Timoney has a new band.
Oh, Mary Timoney.
Yeah, and we know Mary from Wild Flag, a band in the 90s called Helium. She's done a number of solo records. Just a fabulous player.
What's the name of her new band?
So the new band's called X Hex.
X, like the XX?
No. X-E-X, new word, H-E-X.
X?
Hex. Yeah. I didn't emphasize that very much.
X Hex.
Yes. And you're going to love this cut. I'm going to play this. It's a trio. Betsy Wright's another member of the band, also a D.C. resident. Mary Timoney lives in Washington, where we are right now recording the show. Right. Well, I mean, she's not here. We're recording the show. And then Laura Harris, who plays for Benji Free. We've had Benji Free.
He's also a D.C. area artist.
Yeah, you bet. So I'm going to play this cut.
You shave every day, Bob?
You know, I do. I actually...
I'm a once-a-week kind of guy.
Wow, yeah, I've been noticing that.
Yeah, Sunday nights.
That's not always been true.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if I'm really feeling fancy in the middle of the week, I might run an electric razor over it and see what I get.
I'm going to play this song called... I'm going to play the song called Hot and Cold. There's no album, just a single, maybe three songs I think they've recorded as a band. I'm going to go see them tonight, which will have been in the past when this, by the time the show is up. And I'm really excited to see them. This is X Hex. Song's called
Hex,
Hot and Cold.
Hex. X Hex.
Practice that.
Yeah.
We should put a list together of all the songs that use that riff. Yeah, I'm thinking Crimson and Clover, doesn't that one?
Sure, and Sweet Jane is there. This would be for Stephen, you know, that conversation. This would be a connecting point for parents and younger people to listen to and might bond over because there's such commonality.
Yeah, bridge, a lot of bridges there.
Yeah, good way to put it.
XX,
just a single. You can find it on Bandcamp. I like that.
Yeah, I'm glad she's doing another band, getting some more music out there. Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another 30 minutes.
Jesus. No. We should get them in here.
Oh, you get...
We should get them as guest DJs.
Oh, that's a brilliant... They're not too busy anymore, I don't think, these days, right?
We're talking about the car talk
dudes, yeah. You know, a lot of people... This show is just so smooth.
We need to do that. I'm just already laughing.
We can do that, yeah.
We have the power.
Their favorite car songs?
Yeah.
You know, this show just pours down like gravy. You'd never know that coming into it, it's smooth. You know, it's just so fantastic the way we do. This show is just so flawless. You'd never know going into it.
Not an edit.
That we have.
Ever.
That we have no idea what each other's doing before we come in here.
And we have no idea what just happened when we leave.
That's true. It's all just completely on the fly. But I think this show just got perfectly mixed with some of our discoveries, then some
Should
songs
have recorded
that played
this?
Off each other. And I'm going to go out with a song that fits perfectly with the one you just played, and it's going to be a great way to end the show. Mind Spiders is the band.
Ooh,
do you remember Mind Spiders?
I do, but
Mind Spiders. This is a group, the garage rock group we featured in early 2012 from Fort Worth, Texas. Their last record was called Meltdown. They're back with a follow-up. It's their third full-length record in as many years. It's called Inhumanistic. And it's just more gritty bursts of noisy rock in about 2 minutes or less. But there's also some surprising elements in here. It's almost like Devo-inspired synth pop or something that blends very nicely the way they weave it together with the garage rock. The record, again, is Inhumanistic, and the song I want to play is called The Steady from Mind Spiders.
Excellent. I'm going away all this week. I'll be in New York at CMJ. I'm going to be tweeting up a storm and listening to great new music and walk home with something exciting. We'll do a CMJ roundup show. I'm going to find a couple of music geeks in New York City, and we'll do a show about the discoveries we had.
Everyone will be in New York. I'll be back at the office by myself, so I'll use that opportunity to walk around in my underwear, put my feet up on your desk.
Alex.
Oh, Alex, the intern, will be
do
here.
Do not take pictures and tweet.
I want to see Robin's goatee.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll grow a goatee for next week when no one's here.
And I'll come back.
And I'll just be wandering around the office. I like to, yeah.
I'll grow out a soul patch. It would be Soul Brothers. You know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, solidarity.
That'd be good. Worth the picture.
Let's do it.
Yeah. From NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. Don't forget, on Wednesday, we'll have our show from New York City in Le Poison Rouge with Cults, Omar Soliman, and Pusha T during the week of CMJ.
If you're not going to be there, you can watch it all online, live, as it happens.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music, and Robin Hilton's here, too.
It's and all
thank
songs
you,
considered.
Alex Sheldorf. Bye.
You can't say Alex Sheldorf without affecting your New York accent, can you?
Thanks to Alex Sheldorf.
El Sheldorf.
Vampire Music. It's all songs considered.
How do you cut that off? How do you turn that accent off? I just don't know. It's magic.